News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, clouds and 70. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News. President Obama says officially no decision has been made on what to do with Syria. He was in an interview yesterday on Public Broadcasting's PBS NewsHour, and he said he has no intention of getting drawn into a long conflict there.
By using chemical weapons on a large scale against your own people, against women, against infants, against children, that you are not only breaking international norms and standards of decency, but you're also creating a situation where U.S. national interests are affected.
The president says the goal of any possible military strike would be to deter Syria from using chemical weapons again.
We have not yet made a decision, but the international norm against the use of chemical weapons needs to be kept in place, and nobody disputes, or hardly anybody disputes, that chemical weapons were used on a large scale in Syria against civilian populations.
And it looks like our U.S. military strike, if it comes, along with our allies, would happen without any U.N. backing. A resolution's been bottled up in the Security Council by Russia, which is Syria's biggest ally, and by China. Syrian forces have been clearing out the area around the Damascus airport. Troops and armored vehicles have been evacuating three military barracks in anticipation of an international attack. A Weston woman is facing federal charges for stealing disability checks from her disabled son. Social Security inspectors say 54-year-old Susan Shep was collecting checks on her son's disability that he was supposed to have stopped receiving years ago. U.S. Attorney Bob Anderson is prosecuting the case, and he says that Shep kept this up for a long time.
She converted the benefits to her own use and continued to do that until September of 2008, at which time then she stopped in 2008, but he didn't discover it until a few years later, and then reported it to Social Security.
Shep faces up to 10 years in prison if she's convicted. The 15 and 13-year-old who led police on a high-speed chase last night and fired shots at squad cars with semi-automatic weapons have been apprehended. They were caught early this morning outside of Green Bay. The teens are from Taylor County, and this is a chase that went through several parts of central Wisconsin and involved sheriff's deputies from Taylor, Clark, and Marathon counties. At one point, the teens in a stolen pickup were pulled over in Abbotsford. They sped off from that traffic stop. Shots were fired. One round hit a Colby Abbotsford squad car windshield. Officers lost sight of the vehicle in the town of Lubin in Taylor County. The runaways then apparently stole another car from a backyard, a green Chevy pickup truck, a Silverado. That's the truck that they were eventually apprehended in. Just how this chase came to an end is still not clear. We expect more information from Brown County authorities later today. Wausau labor groups are joining with 50 other cities a rally for fast food workers' rights. The local organizer is Melissa Alice Engel Lewis. She says the image of teenagers and college students working in the fast food industry is really not the way it is these days.
The people that we have working these jobs are not just high school-aged people. They are people who are older, who need to support families and who need to support themselves.
Workers at Hardee's, Wendy's, Radio Shack, and other stores have pledged their support. The local rally is at 4 o'clock today at the corner of Morning Glory Lane and Rib Mountain Drive. If you have the really big bucks, you keep them at a Swiss bank, right? The Swiss banking community is ready to give a lot more information to the IRS about Americans keeping their dollars there.
The settlements, which could top $1 billion, would include penalties for Swiss banks that help their customers in the U.S. avoid taxes. It would allow the banks to settle any potential U.S. charges if they disclose extensive information about their American clients, the value of their accounts, and any help they receive from tax professionals. According to a senior Justice Department official, the official wouldn't discuss the agreement on the record because it won't be formally announced for a few days and won't cover the 14 Swiss banks currently under investigation by the Justice Department. Lisa Lacera, Fox News Radio.
Here's the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast with meteorologist Mark Holley.
Another warm and muggy day on tap across north-central Wisconsin. High of 86, chance for showers and storms mainly north and west this afternoon. And also tonight with low of 68. Tomorrow, high of 87, chance for showers and storms, warm and muggy. This weekend, though, tale of two different seasons. Saturday and Sunday, it'll feel like summer. But on Monday, on Labor Day, high of 72 under partly cloudy skies. News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast. I'm meteorologist Mark Hyland, AM 550, FAM 99.9, WSAU.
Still have some clouds hanging around this morning, and you can tell it's going to be another one of those muggy days. In Wausau, 71 degrees. Sports and a Wall Street Journal reporter next on WSAU.
The News Talk and Weather Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.